The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, L'Iloy Nishmas, Avraham Doiv ben Akiva Yonason Unger Zichrone Levracha. May the Torah studied be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Tafchof Talad. The Gemara over here in Tuzin of Chavtalim and Beis, he discusses the halacha that an Eved Knaini is Yoytze L'Cheirus by the Rosh Eivorim. If his master hits him and causes one of his Rosh Eivorim, one of the 24 Eivorim, to fall out, he knocks out and knocks off one of his limbs, the halacha is that causes the Eved to be Yoytze L'Cheirus. Now the Torah says that the only parts of the Eved's body where the Torah explicitly says that he goes free if he knocks them out, his shein v'ayin, is if he knocks out his tooth or if he knocks out his eye. But the Gemara makes a drasha that it's not only by shein v'ayin do we say that he's yoytze l'cheirus, that he goes free. The halacha is true by any limb that the master knocks off. Any limb that he knocks off, the halacha is he goes free. Now the Gemara over here brings the machlokes tanoim. What is the halacha when he goes free, when the master hits him and knocks out his eye or his tooth or one of his limbs? Does he go free automatically, or is it necessary for the adoin to write him a shtar shichur? That means that once he knocks out one of his limbs, so he's mechuyev to write him a shtar shichur, and then he goes free. Whereas if he doesn't knock out one of his limbs, he's not obligated to free him. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabban, Bekulim, with all these things, all the Eivarim, Eved Yoytze Behem L'Cheiris, the Eved goes free if one of his limbs gets knocked off, V'tzarech Get Shichur, and he requires a Get Shichur, the Adoin, the master, has to write him a Shtar, in order for him to come free, Divi Reb Shimon. Reb Meir Oimer, Einoi Tzarech. So there's a Machloigis Tanoim, and the Gemara says, Reb Elezer Oimer Tzarech, Reb Tarfel Oimer Einoi Tzarech, Rabbi Kiva on Ritzarach. So there's a number of Tanoim on both sides. Many Tanoim hold that he does not require any Shtar Shichur to go free, and many Tanoim hold that he does require a Shtar Shichur in order to go free. So the Gemara says, HaMachri Lufnei Chachamim Oymrim. Those who are Machriya, those who paskin the Halacha in front of the Chachamim, they said, Nirin Divi Rab Tarfoin B'Shein V'Ayin. That the words of Rab Tarfoin make sense B'Shein V'Ayin. The Reb Tarfin is the one who holds that a shtar shichur is not necessary. So when he knocks out his shein, his tooth or his eye, there a shtar is not needed. Shat Torah is achsaloi, because it says explicitly in the Torah that he goes free. The Divi Rabbi Akiva b'shar yivarim. But if it's one of the other limbs, then we hold like Rabbi Akiva and that he will not go free until the master writes him a shtar. Why? Hoyul, the Gemara says, Hoyul Ktasachom, the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, the Maskana, the reason why he requires the shtars, Hoyul Umedrish Chachomhu. Since it's a Medrish, which means to say, it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that he goes free, the Torah only says Shein Da'ain. So since the Torah only says it by Shein Da'ain, the Torah does not say it by all the other limbs, therefore, it is necessary for the Odoin to write him a shtar in order for him to go free. And what's the reason? How do we understand this difference? That so that says Beferish in the Torah, he does not require a shtar, so he goes through automatically. What it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah, does require a shtar. What exactly is the logic? What's the reasoning behind it? So Tosfos over here says that really, if the Torah is, we have a drasha. The drasha we darshan is that any aver, any limb that gets knocked off, he goes free. And that's a drasha. Drasha works in the Torah. So if he goes free, and once he goes free, a shtar is not needed, a shtar is not necessary. So why do we say that by certain limbs he requires a shtar? It says, the only reason why you have to write this shtar by the other limbs is only a gzeira midrabonon. The chayshinon, because we're afraid, because the master might find him in the shuk, in the marketplace, and he'll say to him, Abdi Ato. And he'll say, you are really my slave. Not everybody learns, and not everybody is aware of the drosha. To not be aware of a beferish of pasuk in the Torah that he goes through, the shein v'ayin, that we're not afraid of. We're not afraid that the master will say that you still belong to me and you're still my slave if he knocks out his eye when it's clear. Anybody can look and see he doesn't have an eye, he doesn't have a tooth, and it's clear everybody remembers the pasuk in the Chumash. But a drosha, not everybody is aware of, not everybody knows the drosha, so therefore because we're afraid that it will cause problems and he'll claim that he really is still his eved. Therefore we say that he's mechuyev to write a mishtar, so if he comes later and says, you're my eved, he will be able to produce the shar shikhar, and then everybody will know that he's not saying the truth, and really the eved is free. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, there really is no reason why the shtar is necessary. If you learn out of a drosha that he goes free, and once he goes free, the shtar, you don't need a shtar, he goes free automatically, like the halacha of Shein the Ayin itself. Not everyone agrees with this Tosfos. The Rashba, in a tshuva, in Chelik Aleph, Simin Elef Kuf Pei Hei, the Rashba quotes a She'iltas, among other Ga'inim, Rav Hai Ga'in and others, who say that from this Gemara we see, this that we say, that whatever is a Medrash Min HaChamim, whatever is learned out of a Drosha, requires a get, therefore, the She'iltas says, we see from here, the Kol Shken Kiddushei Isha, what if someone is Mekadish, a woman, and he was Mekadish in front of people who are Potel Eidus? We know the halacha is if someone gets married, he's Mekadish in Isha, he has to do it in front of two Kosher Eidim. And the halacha is also that relatives, Kroivim, are Potel Eidus. So the question is, if somebody is Mekadish in front of Eidim, then the Eidim are Kroivim, or the Eidim are Psulim, so the Kiddushin is not valid. You need to have Kosher Eidim. So if someone was Mekadish in front of Eidim that are Posel, that the Torah says are Posel, he does not require a get, because if there's no Kiddushin, if she wants to go get married to somebody else right now, so if the Kiddushin was good, she requires a get from the first person in order to get remarried. But if the first Kiddushin is no good because it was in front of Eidim that are Posel, you don't require a get. She doesn't need a get because the first Kiddushin wasn't good. The Shilta says that the halacha is that if somebody uses people who are Apostle Eidus Midrabbanon, someone whom in a Torah is allowed to testify, but they are Apostle Eidus Midrabbanon, the halacha is that this woman, who this person was Mekadish, is not allowed to get married until she receives a get. Where do we see that from here? What does one have to do with the other? Says the She'iltas, this halacha is learned out of a drosha. If it's learned out of a drosha, it would seem this doesn't have the same level. This is not really a halacha in the Torah. The Torah says only Shein V'Ayin goes free. The Torah doesn't say any other limbs go free. So this that he goes free is only Midrabbanon. And since this, when he goes free, only Midrabbanon, that's why the Chachamim said that it is necessary for him to write a shtar. If he wants to really be free, he nearly needs a shtar. Once the master writes a shtar, then he's free, even min ha-tayr, because the shtar works min ha-tayrah. So you see that whatever, even something is only midrabbanon, we have to be choshish, and we have to say that we are still going to be makbid and be choshish for the derises. So we say, therefore, the she'ilta says that if someone is mekadosh with psuli edus derabbanon, you still need to get a get before she can go marry someone else. So the Rashba brings in the Rif, that the Rif says that this she'ilta makes no sense. Says the Rif, this doesn't make sense, because not only are things people that are possible edus midrabbanon, the Gemara is saying that something which is a medrash chacham, something that's learned out of a drosha, only according to you has the status of a midrabbanon. If that's the case, well, even the halacha that kreivim are possible leedus is also only a drosha. The Torah says lo yumsu aves abanon. Literally, that means that fathers cannot be killed based on their sons. And literally, the Gemara says it means that fathers do not die, or sons do not die for the averus of their father, and fathers don't die for the averus of their sons. Nevertheless, the Gemara makes a drosha that this pasuk is coming to tell us that kreivim are pasul le'edus. So the halacha that kreivim are pasul le'edus is only a drosha. If things that are a drosha don't have the same status of a deraisa, like we see from our Gemara, that something that's only a medrash chacham still requires a get. If that were the case, then anytime somebody is mekadosh isha in front of kroivim, she should not be allowed to get remarried unless he writes her, unless this person with the husband writes her a get. Because what you're telling me is that anything that's learned out of a drosha doesn't have the status of deraisa. It's only like a derabbanan. And still we see over here that you have to be machmir. If you're telling me that these edim are really kosher min ha-toira, just the pasul min derabbanan, that means the kedushin is still good kedushin min ha-toira. And that's why they require a get. So the Rashba says that cannot be true. It's not possible to say the Torah says that Kroivim are apostle, the Gemara says Kroivim are apostle Eidus, that means the apostle Eidus min HaTorah. And therefore, we cannot say this Pshat, and instead, the Rashba says the Pshat in the Gemara is like Rabbeinu Tam. Lamaisa, what we have in front of us over here is we have two different ways how to understand our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Ha'ul medesh chacham hu, since this is only a drosha, that someone who yoytze b'shein v'ayin, someone is yoytze b'shein v'ayin is in HaTorah, so he goes free without a shtar. But someone who goes free with other limbs is only a drosha, so therefore it doesn't have the same status of a deraisa level, and therefore you have to write him a shtar. That's the way that the Sheildas learns. But the Rashba and Tosis disagree, and the Rashba and Tosis say there is no difference in the level of whatever is learnt out of a drosha and whatever is the feirish in the pasuk. They're really the same. Only at the rabbanan digel level you'll need a shtar. But min HaTorah, avada, he goes free. The Sefer Divrei Emes says that this machloikis rishonim between the Sheiltas and the Rashba is really a machloikis between the Rambam and the other rishonim. Because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the second Sheirish, says a very big yisoid. The Rambam says that anything that's learned out of a drosha, or that's learned out of the Yid Gimel Midoy, Sha'atayr Nidrashas Bahen, does not have the same status of what says the Feirish in the Torah. The Rambam says that anything that's learned out of a drosha is only divrei sofer. And at face value, the Rambam seems to say that anything that's learned out of a drosha is only derabbanan. Says the Divrei Emes, this is exactly what the Sheiltas is saying. The Sheiltas is saying, if you have somebody who's posel eidus, someone who's posel eidus midrabbanan, or even someone who's posel eidus min ha-Torah, but he's not really min ha-Torah, it's learned out of a posel, because it's kroivim, because it's something that's learned out of a drosha, that doesn't have the status of a deraisa, it's really only a derabbanan. Since it's really only a derabbanan, therefore there's still kosher le'edus min ha-Torah. If they're kosher le'edus min ha-Torah, so if a person is mekadesh isha in front of them, so she needs a get, she needs to be divorced, because she's not considered divorced. And if she had kosher edim in HaTorah, then she needs kosher edim in order to get remarried. So the opinion of the Sheiltas fits with this shita of the Rambam that holds that anything that's learned out of a drosh is divrei soifrim and does not have the status of a deiraisa. However, most Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos argues very strongly with the Rambam, and the Rambam says his shita also l'gavi certain halachas in different places in Mishnah Torah, and the Ravid argues, and the Rishonim, most Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and say that even something that's learned out of a drosha can still have a status of something which is deiraisa. So this machloikis between the Sheiltas against the Rashba is according to the Divrei Emes, is the same machloikis as the Rambam and the other Rishonim. In fact, we find that the Rambam himself addresses this issue of kroivim specifically, because the Rambam says in Hilchis, Hilchis Eidus, Perikid Yuma Alocha Aleph, so the Rambam says that kroivim that are min ha'av are posel eidus min ha'toira. But he says kroivim min ha'ein, if someone is related, but he's only related on his mother's side, and he's not related on his father's side, those, he says, are only psula midivrein. Those are only posel midirabon. And in fact, we find, the Rambam says elsewhere, in Hilchis Ishus Perik Dalet Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, ha'mekadish b'psuli eidus, shall divrei soifrim. If someone's mekadish with eidim that are posel midivrei soifrim, says the Rambam, im rotzel lichnois, if he wants to stay married to this lady, choyzeru mekadish b'ksherim. He has to be mekadish her again with other eidim which are kosher min ha-Torah. If he doesn't want to really marry her, to heget mimenu misafik, then she requires a get. That means the Rambam paskins clearly that if somebody is mekadesh with people like kroivim and ha'im, that apostle le'edus midivrei soifrim, the Rambam says that they're only apostle midirabonim. They're not posel min ha-Torah. And since they're not posel min ha-Torah, in order for this woman to marry someone else, she really requires a get, just like the she'iltis actually passed it. So at face value, it would seem that the she'iltis and the Rambam are the same shita. However, the Achrayim say that it's not so simple. There are a lot of steers in the Rambam, and in fact, there are places where the Rambam says certain things are Divrei Soferim, which are Dirabonans, but there are other places where the Rambam calls certain things Divrei Soferim, and it seems pretty clear that they are Deraisis. So there's a Machlokes Achroinim, the Mefarshim on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. There's two Sefarim printed on the bottom of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. One is the Leib Sameach, and one is the Kinas Soferim. The Leib Sameach and the Kinas Soferim are very Meirich over there in the second Sherish. And they both have two different Mahalchim, how to understand the Rambam. The Leib Sameach says that really any time something's learned out of a drasha, the Rambam agrees that it works min ha-Torah. Really, the Torah, this is what the Torah wants. Whatever we learn out of a drasha is what the Torah wants, and it does definitely works min ha-Torah. It is definitely not considered midah rabbanan. However, if it comes up against another halacha, which is min ha-Torah mamish, it doesn't have the same level of stringency as something which is clearly min ha-Torah. It doesn't have the same level of a real deraisa. So there are certain different afkaminas where they are, we're not getting involved, but the Leib Sameach says that everything that's the recipient is really min ha-Torah. In certain cases, what we make when we say it doesn't have all the halachas of the Torah, but of course everything has to be min ha-Torah according to the Leib Sameach. The Kinas Soferim disagrees. The Kinas Soferim says that no, it's not true. There are certain times that Rambam says something is Divrei Soferim, and it is Deraisa, and certain times it's Derabbanan. Nevertheless, the Kinas Soferim says, if it's clear that it's Derabbanan, then it's completely Midrabbanan. And if it's clear it's Deraisa, then it's completely Midrabbanan. So the Kinas Soferim understands the Rambam like the She'iltis, because the Rambam says that by Kroivim and Ha'ein, there are Divrei Soferim, and the Rambam says clearly, something which is Divrei Soferim, you need a get. If you're Mekadosh in front of these people, that means we're not Torah the Karshan, and it needs a get. So the Rambam says clearly that it doesn't have the same level of a Deraisa. According to the Kinas Soferim, that means that it's completely Midrabbanan. Like the She'iltis that's saying these things are Midrabbanan. And Hoyle Medrash Chomu Ne'er Gemara is also going to be Midrabbanan. However, the Leib Sameach will not hold like that. The Leib Sameach will hold even in the Rambam that even if it's Divrei Soferim, the Rambam calls it Divrei Soferim, it just means that it doesn't have the same level as a Deraisa. But Avada is still considered Deraisa in certain things. And it could be the Leib Sameach also agrees that when the Gemara over here by us says Hayu Medrash Chachamhu, that's why it needs a star. It could be that true, it's Deraisa, but it's a different level of a Deraisa, which is why the Chacham said it requires a star.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.